In the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon. Superior service you deserve. Serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939. Now is the perfect time to learn about the efficiency and cost-saving benefits of being powered by propane. With 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life, just sit back and leave all your heating, cooking, and energy needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Your energy bill and the environment will thank you. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
Together is where life works best. You're in the Afterglow. Hi, I'm Father John. Time to chill out, relax, and think pleasant thoughts to set to rest the anxiety and the stress that you may have collected throughout the day. It was a day to celebrate all you are and how much you are loved and wanted. Honor the person you are and all you're becoming. Be reminded of how many people look up to you and admire all the goodness in your heart. Reach out and feel the happiness others wish for you. Do the things that bring sunlight not only to the outside, but to your heart on the inside, and add a touch of magic to your dreams. And as day meets night, the sky is set to glow with the presence of God's picture-perfect masterpiece to remind us of the real beauty of life painted with music and messages that help order life and help us appreciate the gifts that we have rather than the challenges that we face. So this is a brief bit of time set aside just for you, and you need do nothing but relax, listen, and enjoy what's ahead in the Afterglow. Well, that was music by Jesse Cook called Air. That's it. Simply called Air. Not indispensable air, not clean air or hot air, just air. Thank you for your company. As we make our way in the Afterglow, I'm Father John. And this is where the curtain comes down on the day, the sky is painted with the glow of tomorrow's promise, and night begins to move into position. You know, today is the last Friday of April. Do you know what holiday we celebrate today? No, not National TGIF. It's National Arbor Day. What's Arbor Day, you say? Well, Arbor Day is an annual observance that celebrates the role of trees in our lives and promotes tree planting and care. As a formal holiday, it was first observed in Nebraska in 1872 as the brainchild of Julius Sterling Morton, Secretary of Agriculture under President Cleveland. But tree planting festivals are as old as civilization. The tree has appeared throughout history and literature as the symbol of life. Morton proposed that a special day be set aside dedicated to tree planting and increasing awareness of the importance of trees. Nebraska's first Arbor Day was an amazing success with more than 1 million trees planted. In the years following, Morton's idea spread with a number of states proclaiming their own Arbor Days. In 1970, President Nixon designated the last Friday in April as National Arbor Day, and today all 50 states celebrate Arbor Day. Arbor Day is also now celebrated in other countries, including Australia, Japan, Israel, Iceland, and India. Julius Sterling Morton would be proud. Sometimes one good idea can make a real difference. So perhaps it's time to plant trees this weekend as we celebrate the importance of National Arbor Day. And today also marks the birth anniversary of a singer crowned the Queen of Blues during her lifetime. Gertrude Pridgett was born in Georgia in 1886. At the age of 14, she won an amateur contest and soon began singing in minstrel shows with other African-American performers. After marriage, she changed her stage name to Ma Rainey, and her popularity took off by singing the then popular new music genre, the blues. Rainey became a household name in the South thanks to her emotional deep voice that connected with audiences. Paramount signed Rainey to one of the first recording contracts for a prominent blues singer, which immortalized her voice. Unfortunately, Paramount's recordings at the time were very poor, but at least someone was able to capture the magical voice of Ma Rainey. She was also able to record with other blues greats such as Louis Armstrong, Georgia Tom Dorsey, and Blind Blake. She was a legend in her own time, and that's why we remember Ma Rainey on her birth anniversary today.
I'm so sad and worried, got no time to spread the news. I'm so sad and worried, got no time to spread the news. Won't blame it on my trouble, ain't blame it on the moon.
It's WJMJ Radio, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and you're in the Afterglow. As for me, I'm Father John. That was Ma Rainey with a song called Blame It on the Blues, as we remember Ma Rainey on her 138th birth anniversary. Now, in the afterglow is where we take some time to reflect on where we're going and how we're going to get there. We're traveling through time with virtue and morals as our guides. Time to make our way toward the intersection of where faith meets life. Years ago, in a small fishing village in Holland, a young boy taught the world about the rewards of unselfish service. Because the entire village revolved around the fishing industry, a volunteer rescue team was needed in case of emergency. One night, the winds raged, the clouds burst, and a gale-force storm capsized a fishing boat at sea. Stranded and in trouble, the crew sent out the SOS. The captain of the rescue rowboat team sounded the alarm, and the villagers assembled in the town square overlooking the bay. While the team launched their own rowboat and fought their way through the wild waves, the villagers waited restlessly on the beach, holding lanterns to light the way. An hour later, the rescue boat reappeared through the fog, and the cheering villagers ran to greet them. Falling exhausted on the sand, the volunteers reported that the rescue boat could not hold any more passengers, and they had to leave one man behind. Even one more passenger would surely have capsized the rescue boat, and all would have been lost. Well, frantically, the captain called for another volunteer team to go after the lone survivor. 16-year-old Hans stepped forward. His mother grabbed his arm, pleading, "Oh, please don't go. Your father died in a shipwreck 10 years ago. And your older brother, Paul, has been lost at sea for 3 weeks. Hans, you are all that I have left." Hans replied, "Mother, I have to go. What if everyone said, 'I can't go, let someone else do it'? Mother, this time I have to do my duty. When the call for service comes, we all need to take our turn and do our part." So Hans kissed his mother goodbye, joined the team, and disappeared into the night. Another hour passed, which seemed to Hans's mother like an eternity. Finally, the rescue boat darted through the fog, with Hans standing up in the bow. Cupping his hands, the captain called, "Did you find the lost man?" Barely able to contain himself, Hans excitedly yelled back, "Yes, yes, we found him. We found him. Tell my mother, it's our older brother, Paul." And that's where faith meets life.
It doesn't matter where you roam, when no one's left to call you home. I might have strayed a bit too far. I'm counting all the moonlit stars. I'm a little lost at sea. I'm a little birdie in a big old tree. Ain't nobody looking for me here out on the highway. But I will be found. I will be found. When my time comes down, I will be found. Some days I think it's all okay. Some nights I throw it all. I saw a face and I could tell. My ghost had left the town as well. I'm a little lost at sea. I'm a little birdie in a big old tree. Ain't nobody looking for me here out on the highway. Yeah. But I will be found. I will be found. When my time comes down, I will be found. At sea, I'm a little birdie in a big old tree. Ain't nobody looking for me here out on the highway. Maybe I'm a runaway train, maybe I'm a feather in a hurricane. Maybe it's a long play game, but maybe that's a good thing. 'Cause I will be found, I will be found. My time comes down, I will be found. So I keep running till my run is gone. Keep on riding till I see that dawn. I will be found, I will.
That was John Mayer with a song called I Will Be Found, Lost at Sea. I'm Father John, and you found yourself here with me in the Afterglow at 88.9 on that FM dial. Well, today marks the birth anniversary of Frederick Law Olmsted.
Who?
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever been to Elizabeth Park in Hartford? How about Fulton Park in Waterbury, Hubbard Park in Meriden, or Edgewood Park in New Haven? All of those parks, and many more throughout Connecticut, were commissioned by Olmsted. Frederick Law Olmsted is considered to be the father of landscape architecture in America. He was famous for being a co-designer on many well-known urban parks with his partner Calvert Foe. Some of his parks include Prospect Park and Central Park in New York City, the Niagara Reservation in Niagara Falls, New York, the oldest state park in the country, the Emerald Necklace in Boston, Massachusetts, and Elm Park in Worcester, Massachusetts, considered by many to be the first municipal park in America. In addition to many parks, Olmsted also designed numerous college campuses, including Trinity College in Hartford and Yale University in New Haven. Olmsted set the crown standard for landscape architecture, and with spring having sprung and summer coming soon, plan a trip to one of the parks that Olmsted designed to honor his legacy. Frederick Law Olmsted, born on this day back in 1822. And while you're visiting these parks, it's a great time for some bird watching. After all, it is National Audubon Day. This day is set aside to honor the birth of John James Audubon, who was born in 1785. Now, Audubon was a French-American ornithologist, naturalist, and painter, noted for his extensive studies of American birds and his detailed illustrations of the birds in their natural habitats. Audubon's greatest work was The Birds of America, which is considered one of the finest ornithological works ever completed. His work in this book contains more than 700 North American bird species with 435 hand-colored, life-sized prints of 497 bird species. And so tonight, we look to the skies, the trees, wherever the birds may be on National Audubon Day.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Thank you. blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night.
That was the Beatles with a song called Blackbird. We're here together celebrating with more of the music you won't hear anywhere else, only on WJMJ and here as we spend some quality time in the afterglow to recharge, regroup, and renew some of that great vitality of life. What happens when you get burnt out? Well, you need to get renewed, huh? April is Holy Humor Month and Stress Awareness Month. Humor itself goes a long way towards helping us renew and alleviate stress in our lives. If we could laugh more, be more lighthearted, develop a greater sense of humor, we'd be healthier. It's story time now in the Afterglow. And this one is an old one, but it's a good one. A little humor to make you smile today in the Afterglow. It seems a doctor, a lawyer, a little boy, and a priest were out for a Sunday afternoon flight on a small private airplane. Suddenly, the plane developed engine trouble. In spite of the best efforts of the pilot, the plane started to go down. Finally, the pilot grabbed a parachute, yelled to the passengers that they had better jump, and bailed out. Unfortunately, there were only three parachutes remaining. The doctor grabbed one and said, "I'm a doctor. I save lives, so I must live," and he jumped out. The lawyer then said, "Oh, I'm a lawyer, and lawyers are the smartest people in the world. I deserve to live." He grabbed a parachute, and he jumped out. The priest looked at the little boy and said, "My son, I've lived a long and full life. You are young and have your whole life ahead of you. Take the last parachute and live in peace." Well, the little boy handed the parachute back to the priest and said, "Not to worry, Father. The smartest man in the world just jumped out with my backpack on." Something to smile about here in the Afterglow.
In this world, I walk alone with no Savior lives. inside me there. In your
That was music by Alison Krauss called A Living Prayer. It's been a busy, eventful, crammed with more to do than I really had time to do kind of a day. So to see it wrap up with good music, interesting reflections, and prayer, why, that's not a bad way to celebrate what has been today and look forward to the gift of tomorrow. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. Our asking, where is God, is like a fish asking, where is water? Or a bird asking, where is air? God is everywhere. The psalmist asks, where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. Equally present in Peking and Peoria, as active in the lives of Icelanders as in the lives of Texans, we cannot find the place where God is not.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Friday of the fourth week of Easter. Trust in God still, and trust in me. Catherine, what is your favorite day of the week? Her uncle asked. They were driving along on their way to school. Friday, Catherine replied. And why is that? Her uncle continued. Because the next day is Saturday, and a completely free day. Her uncle reflected on this answer and analyzed it. It was not Saturday, the day itself, that constituted Catherine's favorite day, but Friday, the day on which she could anticipate and expect with relish the coming of the free day. Yes, our greatest joy is often to be experienced in the anticipation of good things. Before leaving this world, Jesus gave his followers the promise of greater things to come. He was going to prepare a place for them in his Father's house, in the mansion with many rooms. Then he said he would return for his friends and take them to that beautiful place. His going away involved his going through the experience of a cruel death. But in coming back to life, Jesus would take away the awful power that death can hold for people. That is why Jesus tells his friends not to be troubled in heart. There are many sad things in this world, many cruel things that happen to people, but nothing will ever destroy you. Jesus teaches us that the destination of our life is the Father in heaven. That is where we are going. Jesus himself is our way there. This promise of life, life forever, makes this world well worth the while. The truth of Jesus, risen from the dead, calls us every day to work for the health and the healing of this world and for all who need our help. Catherine spends Fridays in school and hard at work, yet it remains her favorite day because it is filled with the hope of Saturday. In the same way, Christian people spend their lives in this world, fully involved in its joys and sorrows. But our life is flooded by the joy and expectation of the world to come. Our last day will bring us to heaven's gate and to the mansion of many rooms.
We can never know about the days to come. About them anyway, and I wonder if I'm really with you now, or just chasing after some finer day. Anticipation. Last night.
And now on this Friday, the 26th day of April, in the fourth week of Easter, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, help me to be strong in you, that my hope never wavers. Help me to never lose hope, even when it seems you have not heard my prayers or things are not going the way I prayed they would. I trust you to answer my prayers in your way and in your time. Give me patience to wait on you in faith, knowing that you will not leave me where I am forever. I trust that when things change, they will change for the better. I have joy because my hope is in you. I have received you and follow you. I will have peace, love, and joy. When I don't feel peaceful or sense your hope and joy, help me to not trust my feelings. Help me to trust your word instead and not allow the work of the evil one try to steal all back from me. Set me free from any wrong thinking so that I can move into the hope and joy you have for me.
You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. If there is hurt here in my hands, take them. Yet if your grace can make these hands new,
our Sovereign, how majestic is your name through all the earth.
Your majesty is set above the heavens. From the mouths of children and of babes, you fashioned praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what are human beings that you keep them in mind, mortal creatures that you care for them?
Yet you have made them little lower than the angels. With glory and honor you crowned them, gave them power over the works of your hands. You put all things under their feet.
All of them, sheep and oxen, yes, even the cattle of the fields, birds of the air and fish of the sea that make their way through the seas.
O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. One final breath he gave as heaven looked away. The Son of God was laid in darkness. A battle in the grave. The war on death was waged. The power of hell forever broken. The ground began to shake.
Not be deceived, my beloved. All good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. I am the way and the truth and the life.
Behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy is your name. My soul exalts you, behold my Lord, whose mercy lies on me.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the way, and the truth, and the life. Sovereign God, your name is acclaimed throughout the cosmos. In joyful trust, we pray.
Ignite our hearts with your love, O God.
Help us to care for our neighbor and for the earth as we care for ourselves. In joyful trust, we pray.
Ignite our hearts with your love, O God.
Give patience, wisdom, and understanding to coaches and all who play sports. In joyful trust, we pray.
Ignite our hearts with your love, O God.
Help us to pass on to our children a respect for life that encompasses every developmental stage from conception to death. In joyful trust, we pray.
Ignite our hearts with your love, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us forever. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams, defend our sight from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. If it's me that you judge, then Lord, let my heart awaken. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan,
You called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. May all this evil come to an end and be over. God be my shield.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his countenance to you and grant you peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.